हाउ टू ओवरकम द ड्यूअलिटीज ऑफ लाइफ. न प्रहर्षेत प्रियम प्राप्य न द्विजेत प्राप्य च प्रियम स्थिर बुद्धि रसम मूढ़ो ब्रह्मविद ब्रह्मणि स्थितः. इन 5.20 इन द भगवद गीता कृष्णा सेज दैट हैट डोंट बिकम इलेटेड व्हेन देयर इज हैप्पीनेस एंड डोंट बिकम डिजेक्टेड व्हेन देयर इज डिस्ट्रेस. सो इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग व्हाट ही इज सेइंग इज ही इज नॉट सेइंग डोंट फील हैप्पीनेस एंड डोंट फील डिस्ट्रेस. डिस्ट्रेस एंड हैप्पीनेस विल कम एंड वी विल एक्सपीरियंस इट. Sometimes good things will happen, sometimes bad things, and bad things will happen. And these dualities will be there. But Krishna is saying, don't, we can't blind ourselves to the dualities. But don't become elated when the pleasure comes. Don't become dejected when the pain comes. Now, how do we do that? So, first point is we don't deny the duality. But this is Brahmavit Brahmani Sthitaha. By focusing on spiritual reality, by focus on Brahman. Ultimately, the Supreme Brahman is Krishna. So if we study spiritual knowledge and then we practice bhakti yoga, then we start connecting with Krishna. And if we connect with Krishna, then we start understanding that connection with Krishna, absorption in Krishna is like a 5 million dollar gain. And that is, say if we are going on a road, say we have to get to our ancestor or some relative who has passed, they give us an inheritance. But we have to reach within a particular time. If we reach there, then we will get the inheritance. Otherwise, it will go to the state. So we now are going there, and then we will get $5 million. But now, at that time, while we are going along the road, if we see a $5 bill on the road, say, it's $5, let me get it. Go and grab it. But as soon as you go to grab it, it flies away. And then we are meant to go this way, but the bill is flying this way. And we keep flying, we keep chasing after the $5 bill, and then what happens? We miss the $5 million. Or on the other hand, see, if you are going along that road, and we have a $5 bill in our pocket, and some thief comes and grabs that $5. We say, how dare you take this $5? We start fighting with them, and they start pulling, and we start pushing, and we start fighting, and we get caught in that, and again we miss the $5 million. So, for us, life's pleasures are like a $5 gain. The world's pleasures, worldly pleasures. And worldly pains are like that $5 loss. Whereas, our connection with Krishna, our devotion to Krishna, our absorption in Krishna is a $5 million gain. Yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin sthitoh dukhena gurunapi vichalyate. Now, about 20-25 years ago, when I was introduced to bhakti, this was a verse which inspired me very much to focus on Krishna consciousness. Krishna says that this is the state of spiritual absorption. What is its characteristic? If you achieve it, you will not long for anything else. Achieving this will free you from craving for anything more. And then he says, Dukhena gurunapi na vichalyate. Even if great distress comes, it will not disturb you. So it will free you from lamenting. So, now we can think of, there are many things important for us, but is there anything, if we achieve it, it will free us from craving or lamenting? Now, we might become the wealthiest person in the whole country. Now, we might have our dream job, we might have our dream house, but is it going to free us from craving and lamenting?
No.
It's not. So, now, it's not that these things are bad and we should not pursue them, but pursue them in proportion. Not at the cost, not that they consume us so much that we give up the $5 million gain. So Krishna consciousness alone is the $5 million gain, because when we become conscious of Krishna, we will become free from craving and lamenting. So by keeping things in perspective, not the $5 bill also matters, but as compared to $5 million, it doesn't matter that much. So we can see life's dualities with equanimity. We can respond to them with equanimity, with maturity, if our vision is focused on the $5 million gain. So, yes, this bad thing has happened, this good thing has happened. But my purpose is to move toward Krishna. So, let me focus on that. That's how we can transcend duality. Okay.
What's the slogan?
5.20 in the Bhagavad Gita. Na prahrishyet priyam prapya.
What was the last one you did?
That is 6.22. Okay. So, okay, yes. Until what time should we go on through?
What is the time right now?
It's 8:13.